The battle for Anadarko Petroleum is indicative of a larger trend. After years of self-imposed austerity, the energy sector seems to be readying itself for a wave of M&A in the United States, driven by the expansion of the Permian Basin, which is the world's largest oil patch. Bloomberg's Simon Casey joins me. Thanks for coming on, Simon.
Thank you for having me.
This Anadarko takeover saga has absolutely transfixed the sector. It has everything. It's massive, incredible, intricate strategy on by one of the bidders, people tracking corporate jets. It sent such a jolt through the sector.
It really has. It's on course to be the largest deal in about 4 years in the oil industry, and it's pitted two big companies here in the U.S. To fight over this other company. And as you point out, there's a lot of jets flying around, deals being struck on the side, including funding that was secured by Occidental at the last moment with Warren Buffett, $10 billion to help sweeten their deal and get it across the finishing line. Let's hear what Vicky Hollub, the CEO of Occidental, has got to say.
It's very rare, in fact generational, when you see an opportunity like this come along where you can check every box that you want to check for from a value standpoint.
As she's pointing out there, it is quite a seminal moment in the oil industry here in the U.S. We haven't had large-scale M&A really for some time. And after a period of austerity and cost cuts and companies being very, very focused on returning cash to shareholders, there's concern that this could mark an uptick in deals, but maybe a return to some of the more sort of bad habits of the past where companies were pursuing big deals at the expense of shareholders' interests.
In terms of consolidation that could happen, how fragmented is the playing field?
It's pretty fragmented. If you look at a map of the Permian Basin, it's some people who work down there refer to it as like a checkerboard, which makes it difficult for operators down there to find as much efficiency gains as they could. So plus, it's a booming region. There's a lot of interest from Chevron, from Exxon, even from Shell and other major players to get more involved down in there and get a piece of the action.
So very quickly, Simon, anything else on the horizon to rival this one? Who might be next?
There are a whole bunch of mid-sized players that are perhaps not so well known out of the United States. The names that keep cropping up, Pioneer Resources, Concho, Parsley, Diamondback, that are frackers. They've been involved down in the Permian for a long time, and they could be takeover targets. They could even be candidates to sort of combine amongst themselves and become sort of established major second-tier players here in the U.S.
Simon, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokov.